Someone asked Pope John the 23rd once, what was the most important day of his life? Now, the person who asked that question expected him to say, it was the day that I was elected Pope. But instead, he said, the most important day of my life was the day I was baptized. And he went on to explain that that was the most important day because it was when he first received God's grace. And for him, that was more important than anything else in his life, even being elected Pope. Now, I wonder what one of us would say if we were asked that question. Not many of us might think that our baptism was the most important thing that happened in our lives. Of course, our baptism was very important. It was the day we became members of the body of Christ and part of a community that includes people all over the world. You and I are connected by at least a spiritual bond with millions and millions of other people all over the world. Together, we are all sons and daughters of a good and gracious God who loves us all very much. We are brothers and sisters of God's Son, Jesus, who also loves us all very much. So if we think about what baptism really means, we would have to say that it was at least one of the most important days of our lives, if not the most important day. Now, I wonder how Jesus would have answered that question. All the Gospels tell us that Jesus came to John to be baptized. Personally, I think he might count the day he rose from the dead as more important. But still, he must have counted his baptism as a very important moment of his life. Why? Well, remember that John's baptism was one of repentance. People came to him because they were sorry for their sins, and they wished to express that in this ceremony with John the Baptist. But as we know, Jesus, of course, had not committed any sins. So why should he come to John for baptism? All kinds of answers have been given to that question, but I'm only going to give you one, the one that I like the best. Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, takes his place with sinful people who are coming to John to repent their sins. With this simple gesture, what Jesus is doing is identifying with sinful humanity. He is making a public proclamation of what the incarnation is all about. The fact that the Son of God took on the flesh and bone and blood of ours, that he is truly what we are, and that from this time forward, Almighty God will experience in the person of his beloved Son everything that it means to be human. Our tears, our laughter, our sweat, our pain, our pleasure, and ultimately our death, that weakest and most vulnerable moment of our lives. I like to think that what Jesus did at his baptism was get involved. Before that, he was hidden. Very few people knew him. Perhaps only Mary and Joseph had some idea of who he really was. He was safe, secure. But the moment he stepped out in the open, he got involved. And when God saw his Son step out, God was so excited that God shouted through all the heavens and the sky, "This is my beloved Son. Here he is. Watch him. Listen to him." What was Jesus' reaction? He fled to the desert, and there he prayed. He prayed for strength and courage to do what the Father was asking him to do. And then he came back, and before he knew what was happening, he found out what it meant to be involved. Everybody was after him. People didn't leave him alone anymore. His kindness, his compassion kept him on the move, kept him busy, opening the eyes of the blind, making the lame walk, healing the brokenhearted, and most of all, preaching good news to the poor and to everybody else as well. He got tired, very tired, as we all would during this kind of activity. And eventually, he died on a cross. And it all started when he stepped out into the crowd, when he joined the line of sinners. It was a deliberate decision to get involved, to rub shoulders with the others, to be with the crowd, to be with sinners, to be with everybody. Well, what about us? For the most part, for most of us, our baptism was not a deliberate effort on our part. Others brought us to it. But have we ever reflected that this sacrament, which made us Christians, also involved us in the life of the church in much the same way that Jesus was involved in the life of his people? Our involvement will obviously not be the same, but involved we must be. It's up to us, of course, to decide what that involvement would be. So let's pray about that today. Let's listen carefully, and perhaps we will hear the voice of God saying to us, "You are my beloved child. I am very pleased with you."